by the star when it descends. Your companion Muhammad has not strayed, nor has he erred, nor does he speak from his own inclination. It is naught but a revelation revealed, taught to him by one intense in strength, one of soundness, and he rose to his true form, while he was in the higher part of the horizon. Then he approached and descended, and was at a distance of 2 bow lengths or nearer, and he revealed to his servant what he revealed. The heart did not lie about what it saw. So will you dispute with him over what he saw? And he certainly saw him in another descent, at the lot tree of the utmost boundary. Near it is the garden of refuge. When there covered the lot tree, that which covered it, the sight of the Prophet did not swerve, nor did it transgress its limit. He certainly saw of the greatest signs of his Lord. So have you considered Al-Lat and Al-Uzza and Manat, the third, the other one? Is the male for you and for him the female? That, then, is an unjust division. They are not but mere names you have named them, you and your forefathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. They follow not except assumption and what their souls desire, and there has already come to them from their Lord guidance. Or is there for man whatever he wishes? Rather, to Allah belongs the hereafter and the first life. And how many angels there are in the heavens whose intercession will not avail at all, except only after Allah has permitted it, to whom He wills and approves.